This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Controversies heating up over online rental brokers like Airbnb and VRBO. In San Francisco, some landlords have found that renting apartments on a nightly basis to visitors can bring in a lot more money than renting to long-term residents. KALW's Ben Trefney reports that people concerned about a shrinking rental market have turned to legal action, demonstrating, and placing protest stickers on rental properties.
Activists gathered here in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood last month to call attention to part of the city's housing crisis.
Airbnb, you cannot evict me.
They got together around this three-unit apartment building along a cable car line. Its flats are being rented out to vacationers through an online broker. The protesters plastered the building with green stickers to say tourist rentals here are illegal. This used to be the rent-controlled home of elderly tenants until out-of-town investors bought the building and ousted the residents. And that makes Ted Gellickson furious.
They're making a lot of money doing this, and it's purely illegal business model, and they're taking away our rent-controlled housing stock, and they're causing evictions.
Gellickson heads the San Francisco Tenants Union. The city already has one of the lowest vacancy rates in the nation, about 3%. It's also got some of the most expensive median rents. A one-bedroom goes for around $3,100 a month now. Local law limits rent increases for long-term residents, but if tenants are evicted, like they were right here, they'll probably have to pay market rate to stay in the city.
You know, I applaud the tenants' union for bringing attention to the bad actors.
Peter Kwan is head of a group called Home Sharers of San Francisco.
But they may be giving the impression that everybody who hosts are equally bad actors, which is simply not the case.
Kwan founded the Home Sharers 2 years ago in his living room. Now, it's got over 1,000 members, and a lot are like him. They don't evict tenants. They live in the property they rent to tourists. Kwan gets about $130 a night for a room in his house, and it's booked pretty solid in the summer.
And when I started, I had a lot of questions about, you know, legality and the hotel tax and insurance.
So the room in your house that you rent out, is that legal in San Francisco?
It could be a violation of the zoning code. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, but you're the head of the Home Sharers Association.
Right. I haven't gotten legal advice about it.
Are you curious?
Yes. Well, you know, I was probably would be advisable for me to, you know, find out exactly the illegality that's involved. And then I guess, you know, one would have to make a decision about whether or not what the implications are.
Are you going to do that?
I may do.
There are at least two codes and ordinances that make private rentals of less than 30 days illegal in San Francisco. They're not allowed for rented rooms, flats, or houses. Not allowed for owned properties or for sublets. Two lawsuits have been filed so far, and the city attorney is considering more. The 30-day law is the same in New York City, and officials there have been cracking down on rental scofflaws. But San Francisco Planning Director John Ram says his city is trying to walk a fine line. It wants to protect vulnerable tenants.
And in a way that isn't, you know, causing heartache to people who are just trying to make a little bit of money for out of their apartment.
Ram has as many as 5 people working on this issue. But he says it's very difficult to make sure people follow zoning laws.
Most of these units aren't being changed physically. So you can't walk into a unit and look at it to say, oh, you're in violation. It's about how it's used. And that's where the enforcement becomes a bit of a challenge.
But according to the letter of the planning code, all of them were operating illegally, right?
Technically correct, that's right.
The planning department was notified about this three-unit apartment here in North Beach, and they submitted a complaint to the owners. They're absentee owners. They live on Coronado Island near San Diego, and they claim not to have known about the city's requirements. Now they say they're committed to complying, but their attorney, Ryan Patterson, says he thinks that might not be necessary.
Property owners have a right to privacy in their homes.
And think about some of the reasons. Maybe a friend needs a place to stay and is paying a little to sleep on the couch. Or maybe your kid moved back home after college and you're charging them a little for rent.
And in a lot of cases, it seems problematic for the city to be asking those questions to begin with. who's sleeping in this bed. It may not be the city's business.
We know that the current reality is that these laws are broken every day.
That's San Francisco Board of Supervisors President David Chu.
The estimates are, in San Francisco, over the past year, we've seen over 100,000 incidents of this.
Chu has proposed compromise legislation. It would legalize rentals of less than 30 days, so long as the owner occupies the residence, registers with the city, carries insurance, pays hotel taxes, and only rents space out for about a quarter of the year.
And let me be clear, under our legislation, we are not going to allow second homes or vacation homes to be rented short-term by owners.
So investors would be forced out of the market, while residents would be welcomed.
During our affordability crisis, this has been a way for many San Franciscans to pay the rent and put food on the table.
Critics don't think that's actually who would benefit from Chu's rules.
So the notion that Airbnb is helping struggling working class single heads of household stay in this town is absolutely laughable.
Calvin Welch is a longtime housing activist in San Francisco. He thinks the booming short-term rental market is an example of exploiting the city's resources to reward the wealthy.
If you map them, which we have done, they are overwhelmingly in upper middle class income neighborhoods. And if you listen to the testimony and go and talk to neighborhood organizations in Pacific Heights, in the Marina, in west of Twin Peaks, that's where it's happening.
It's happening in at least 7,500 units in San Francisco alone. Carl Shepard is co-founder of Austin-based HomeAway, which runs many vacation rental websites, including VRBO. He's pro-regulation, but he says too much could just send the hot market underground.
So it's a little bit like prohibition in the 30s. And what you don't want to do is create a law that can't be enforced because that does no one any good.
To some extent, that's what happened here in North Beach. Now, other cities around the world have made their decisions. Laws were recently passed to allow short-term residential rentals in Amsterdam and Paris, but they were banned in Berlin and Barcelona. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has been taking public comment and is expected to discuss the issue next month. Whatever's decided, it's going to have a big impact on places like this three-unit apartment building. The short-term rental industry will have to adjust as regulations slowly catch up to technology. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.